Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Ground Zero, celebrating Loving the Movement, hosted by Anaya Betts and Reginald Clemens. We celebrate by recognizing the small steps and leaps and bounds of individuals and activist groups whom have led us further away from slavery and closer to full freedom from mass incarceration through efforts for justice reform and in society at large. Today's show is going to be about truth and reconciliation and rehabilitation. And Anaya and I are going to be touching on a few things dealing with truth, reconciliation, and rehabilitation that you may not have considered and need to be considered. And I speak from a personal perspective because I've been locked up for 32 years. And Anaya has been heavily involved in educating herself and familiarizing herself with a lot of issues within our communities. And as she has lived out a lot of experiences and has been directly involved with individuals who are struggling in society at large against mass incarceration and the proliferation of the crime rate. But we're looking for a solution to the problem, not just analyzing the problem. And in that vein, I'd like to highlight the fact that next
week, this call is from a correctional facility, may be monitored and recorded.
Talking about an organization called DreamSafe. DreamSafe, it's something that Anaya's working on. She's been pushing real hard and working diligently, tirelessly and faithfully to move everything forward with DreamSafe. And I don't know if she would like to highlight or talk about thinking in relation to what to expect next week. Anaya?
No, we can continue the show.
Okay. Thank you. We would like you, if anybody wants to call in to the switchboard to comment on today's show about truth, reconciliation, rehabilitation, call in at 657-383-1630. That's 657-383-1630. Now, we touched upon the issues related to truth, reconciliation, and rehabilitation in the past. And a lot of our shows have dealt with this when it comes to self-analyzation and actualization. Because before you even get to rehabilitation, but we're going to dig deeper into the self-analyzation, actualization, for the transition towards rehabilitation. Because rehabilitation falls into the vein